Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Our Lady in Doctrine and Devotion, the show dedicated to furthering the knowledge and love of the Mother of God, presented by member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Christopher Stevers, and I am joined by our guest today, Father Michael Oswald. Welcome to the show, Father.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Father, in our last episode, we followed Our Lady as she herself followed the footsteps of our Lord in his passion. We now find ourselves standing upon Calvary alongside our Blessed Mother beneath the cross, her fifth sorrow. A lifetime is not enough to contemplate the sorrow that Our Lady experienced here. What would you like to say about Our Lady at the foot of the cross, Father?
Well, you pretty much said it as far as a lifetime would not be enough to contemplate the sorrow of Our Lady. But one thing that I've always concentrated on for myself at times is that, you know, Scripture says that she stood by the cross. You know, the saints would write too that she stood there silently and uttering no complaint. But her heart, of course, was pierced through and through. So it was almost a stoic attitude that she had, in a sense. It doesn't mean that she was emotionless, of course, but yet what courage just she exhibited just by her standing by the cross. And in fact, what some of the saints even write how when our Lord began to suffer the most on the cross, is that she even moved closer to him, closer to the cross. And so, you know, what a great example for us in our sufferings. And so that's always just when one of my, as we live, you know, in this valley of tears, it's always one of my go-to meditations to contemplate is, you know, when I have to go through some sort of trial or tribulation or suffering, you know, what example we have in her.
Yes, certainly, Father. That's really incredible how she could remain standing in the grief that for most of us, I know myself, it would just be crushing to us to see someone so close to us suffering and dying on the cross.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things, too, that we, of course, she's human, of course. She's just like we are, but without sin, though. But yet, you know, we, as you say, I mean, when something happens, you know, our emotions tend to get the better of us at times. And in a sense, our grief is nothing wrong with, you know, our emotions or with our sorrow and our crying. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, you know, what manfully we are called to carry our crosses and to suffer with, for lack of a better word, dignity. You know, that's just, again, just that example of just her just standing in the midst of that sorrow. You know, not being unconsolable or not, you know, with the vast amount of expression per se. But it just always struck me as just such courage, such fortitude to be able to do that. And it's like the, bison, you know, the buffalo that we have, American bison we have, you know, when the big storm comes, you know, it's a lot of animals, of course, would flee or, you know, try to find shelter. Well, those bison, they just walk directly towards it. You know, they just, because they knew that they need to weather it to kind of go past it, so to speak. It's kind of, you know, like in a sense what our Blessed Mother did, too.
That's interesting. I'd never heard about that, about the bison.
Yeah.
This is a very profound and special moment with our Lord dying on the cross. And then he gives us his own mother to truly be our mother, for us to truly be her children. What a tremendous privilege. Could you say something about that? Because that's a very consoling thought, at least to me, in times of trial, that we have his mother to be our mother to turn to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's God's will. I mean, it was his will to give her to us. And it is truly, it's a mystery, of course, as many of our aspects of faith in mystery, meaning we're in awe of it. You know, not mystery like a kind of Columbo kind of mystery, but we're just in awe of that aspect of why we can even contemplate at times, you know, why? I mean, why would God give his mother to us who... We're sinners. And in fact, we put him on the cross, but we can see that it was God's will. And of course, she fulfilled God's will in all things perfectly. You know, there's no hesitation.